And when you're on the farm, what do you call the fenced area next to the barn where you kept the cows before?
Well, that'd be cow pen, the cow lot.
Either one. And in North Carolina, you must have a lot of rocks. Did you ever see fences made of rocks?
Yes.
What'd you call those?
Stone fence.
Uh-huh. And again, on the farm, we used to have a large wooden thing about like this with a handle, and you carry milk or water in it. Wooden
bucket.
Mm-hmm. And when it's made of metal, what do you call it?
You know, you call that a tin bucket.
Tin bucket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you don't use pail.
No, it's all bucket.
And what do you use to fry eggs in the morning? What do you put eggs into to fry them? It's heavy. It used to be heavy. And has a handle, cast iron.
Put them in the frying pan, the spider. I've heard the phrase spider.
What is a spider? Is that the same as a
frying pan? The same as a frying pan.
Uh-huh. You don't call it a skillet?
Skillet, yeah.
Uh-huh. And how about the thing in the kitchen sink that you turn and put the water on or off?
The spigot or the faucet.
Either one.
Which is bigger, is faucet in the kitchen.
It's
a kitchen faucet.
What is it? We're outside.
As the spigot outside.
And in the old days, if you had a big barrel and you wanted to tap it and get the liquid out of it, what'd you say that thing was? You turned that.
I know what you're talking about, but I just don't remember.
Would you call it a spigot? You turned it.
Yeah.
When you go to the store now and bring three or four articles home, they put it in a what for you?
Well, put it in a paper sack. Or a paper poke used to be.
Used to be a poke.
You hear the phrase paper poke?
Yes, Andrew. They used to use poke in this area.
I don't believe in this area much.
North Carolina,
yes. Mm-hmm. Paper poke or a flower poke, which was a flower sack.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I ask, a lady told me she lived near Dublin, and they've got mills there. And they say people from North Carolina come there and they say they took their pokes.
Yes, yes.
She didn't think that was good English. I said, that was good English in North Carolina.
It used to be. Probably still is, I don't know.
You remember big sacks that were made of woven cloth on the farm? Really big sacks?
Yes, it was called croaker sacks.
Sure. Can you describe one?
Toe sack. In North Carolina, we call them toe sacks, you know.
I see, but here it's mostly croaker sacks.
Croaker sacks, you know.
Somebody said the only clothes he ever had when he was a kid were made out of croaker sacks.
That was maybe back during the Depression. Lots of people around here. I wore shirts made out of gunner sacks, we called them. They were white. They weren't croaker sacks. They weren't that toe sack made out of that toe. They were made out of cotton.
I see. What were the croaker sacks made out of, actually?
We call it toe. I don't know. Some kind of
rough
stuff, you know.